Really, you will show me, corresponding to Megillah Babli, Daf Chof. We begin and you will show me on Daf Chof Aleph and Aleph, at the 8th line, Rabbi Yehuda Machshav HaKotan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshav HaKotan, the Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda says that a child can read for others. Rabbi Yehuda HaKotan, Hayisi, with Parisi Lepnei, Rabbi Talfon, Balod. Rabbi Yehuda says, when I was a minor, I read in front of Rabbi Talfon in Lod. I'm a lowly cotton, I use a vein, edus le cotton. Rambam rejected that you were a minor, and there's no testimony of a minor, even after you matures. I'm a rabbi, master, she could see it, she say, if nay, rabbi Yehuda, but usha. Rabbi said, when I was a minor, I read in front of rabbi Yehuda in usha. I'm a lowly angel, raya, he, shahu, matya. Rambam said, that's no proof because he permits, but most people forbid. From this time onwards, the custom is to read it the rabbim in public in the Beit HaKnesses, which surely would require an adult, because it's honor of the civil. Akapar said that one must read the Megillah for women and children, because also they were in the suffix, because they were likely to be killed if not for the miracle. Rishu ben Levi, Ovad Kain, Mechanesh Benoi, Ovenei Beisei, Mekoila, Kemihoi. Rishu ben Levi did this, he gathered his sons and minors of the household and read it in front of them. In Koinus and Megillah, at the time of Sachama, the Chavir Vayim Asher, Shavu Ayubei HaYehudim, the Shleid Vahem. You read the Megillah only after sunrise. Because it says, by Yom, in the day, Sibu Oyebe Yehudim Yishloit Vahem. The passage says it has to be during the day, meaning after dawn, and one decree to wait for sunrise, which sunrise lest the person make a mistake. Loy Molin, the Chsib, or Yemashmini, Yemel, the Sa'ol Asai. We can circumcise only after sunrise, because of the passage in Vayikra Yebeis, Gimel, says on the eighth day he will circumcise the flesh of his ola. V'loy tublin dechiv v'yezev tamal mahazei aviyim after tefillah aviyim. And the immerse, and that's talking about the putting in the hyssop, the ezev into the paradigm of waters during the daytime. As it says v'yezev v'tabal, just like sprinkling is during the day, also the of the dipping. What's the source of Hazayah is during the day? It says, and the pure will sprinkle on the impure on the third day. Everyone who's obligated to immerse, the immersion is done during the day, except for a nida and a woman who gave birth, who immerse only at night. Nida she'iva zmana tevilas mayim v'malayla. A nida whose time passed means she's not immersed on the eighth night, they immerse during the day or at night. Darsha v'chiyo ba'aba v'tzuraya nida she'iva zmana tevilas mayim v'malayla. V'chiyo ba'aba said to the people of Tzur, a nida whose time passed may immerse during the day or night. Man amen afila ibishana ibizmana leib mipnei b'yisrep mipnei halasa. Then as you saw, they say that even if her time passed, she immerses only at night due to her mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, lest they think that she immerses on the seventh day, and will also do the same thing. Isha achas misha b'yisa b'yisenu ro oisa tegelis kadakob ayoyim nema meberes. Man Havas. A woman of the house of Rabbi Baim, they saw her immersed normally during the day, and we must say that her proper time was of the eighth night had already passed. In the Shinansa, the Tavla, the Shama Vashem Rav, Tahira, Rabesa, the Tmeya, the Taharis. Shama, quoting Rav, said if a Nida immersed against her will, she is Tahira to her husband and Tmeya for Taharis. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina Tmeya ben Levesa ben Lataras. Lazar, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that she is Tmeya both to her husband and for Taharas. Na taima, v'chulas shinis v'taher, ma v'harishon ladas af hachniya ladas. What's the reason? It says about a garment with saras, and he will wash it a second time, and it will be pure. Just like the first tefila was willingly, also the second must be willingly. Now, to return to das, it's about koyin lechibsu ledas. What's the source that the first was with intent? It says it's about koyin lechibsu, which means willingly. We see that Rabbanan encouraged one who passed her to her time to immerse promptly even during the day. Quoting Rav Manna said that it's a mitzvah to immerse early to be zealous in mitzvahs, which overrides the concern of her mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Kol hayom kosher l'kriyas Megillah, or l'kriyas Hahalel, l'kriyas Shofar, l'tefilas Luluv, l'tefilas Musafim, l'Musafim, l'vidui Purim, l'vidui Maaseh, l'vidui Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah says the entire day is kosher for the following things: reading the Megillah, reciting Hallel, playing the Shofar, taking the Luluv, the tefilas Musaf, the Korban Musaf, the confession over the walls for mistaken rulings of Sanhedrin or Kohen Gadol, Vidui Maaseh, and Vidui on the bull, and Se'eh Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur. L'smicha, l'shchita, l'tnufa, l'hagosha, l'kmitza, l'hatoa, l'melika, l'kavol, l'hazeh, l'hashkoyas, l'seita, l'arifas ha'egla, l'taharas l'seira. The entire day is kosher for smicha, which is pressing on a korban's neck, shchita, tnufa, which is waving, hagosha, which is bringing a mincha close to the mizbeach, Kamitza, which is taking a handful of a mincha, Hatoa, which is burning on a mizbeach, Malika, which is killing a bird by pinching its neck, Kabbalah, which is catching the blood in a klishois, Hazor, which is sprinkling on the mizbeach, Ashkar Soto is making a suffic adulterous drink of the water that Tessa, Egla Ufa, beheading a calf to atone for an unknown murder, and Taharas Mitzera. The master's kol hayom kosher l'kriyas Megillah, d'chsiv, b'yom asher tzibu oyvei ha'yehudim l'shloit bahem. The master says the entire day is kosher for reading the Megillah, as it says in Esther Pek, Tes Pasuk Aleph, b'yom, on the day, asher tzibu oyvei ha'yehudim l'shloit bahem, that the enemies try to rule over them. L'kriyas ha'halel, d'chsiv, ze ha'yom, the entire day is kosher for reading Hallel, as it says, "V'hayom is the day that Hashem made. Let's rejoice and be happy in it." Yes, shofar, tichsiv, yom tura yelochem. It's kosher for blowing the shofar, since it's written, "A day of blowing will beat you." It's lulav tichsiv lekaftan lochem b'yom harishon. It's kosher. All day is kosher for taking lulav, since it's written, and you will take for yourselves on the day of the first day. Tefillas Musafim, Ulam Musafim, Dechsev, Vayim Savay Say, Et Bnei Yisrael, Vagema. It's kosher for the Tefillah of Musaf and Musaf, since it's written, on the day Savay Say, Et Bnei Yisrael, he commanded Bnei Yisrael. Tefillas Musaf was corresponds to the Korban Musaf. L'smicha, l'shchita, l'shnufa, l'hagosha, l'kmitza, l'haktora, l'melika, l'kabala, l'hazaya, l'chsev, Vayim Savay Say, Et Bnei Yisrael. Kosher for smicha, shchita, tenufa, hagosh is kmitza, haktora, melika, tabola, and azor, since it's written, bayoim, savoisei, es bnei yisrael. We're coming up to the next mishnah, halacha zayin. Kol halayla kosher, v'ksirus ha'omer, v'hekter, chalogim, beivon. Mishnah says the entire night is kosher for reaping the barley for the omer offering, and haktora of chelev and limbs, burning up of fats and limbs of korbanos. V'akol kol davar she'mitzvase v'yom kosher kol hayom, or she'mitzvase v'alayla, kosher kol hayom. The general rule is, any daytime mitzvah is kosher the entire day, any nighttime mitzvah is kosher the entire night. The master is kol hayom, kosher l'sfiras ha'omer, the entire night is kosher for l'sfiras ha'omer. And with Yochanan, The Rav Shimon Omer, Rechelik Sol, Techel Yispol. Yechon says, this is like Rav Shimon, who said that from when you begin to harvest, which is then Tachel Yispol, you can begin to count. Ve'ata Yosle Chutz, the Tchum, Kirin Shechashicha, Yaschel Likso, Eshele, Yechavein, Leficha Kralai Lekosha. You cannot say that only the beginning of the night is kosher, even if before dark he left the tchum, and once it's dark he begins to reap, it is possible to be exact to begin right at nightfall. Therefore the entire night is kosher. Since it's not only the first moment, there's no source to limit how much of the night is kosher. I am makriv mincha sa'ima, v'nitma v'yadei, oime u'mevim loy acheres v'im lab, oime loy havi pekech, v'shasei divay meh. If he was offering the Omer and it became Tomei, he says, and they bring to him another. And if not, they say, be wise and be silent. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Rav Zvi Shimon Omer, lo ilam, Omer loy, hanapikech, v'shasoik she'in, Omer, shaniksa, shalimitzvasoik asha. Rav Zvi Shimon says, you always tell him to be wise and be silent, because an Omer reaped unlike its mitzvah, which is during the day, is not kosher. Rav Shimon holds that the Omer cannot come from barley in the attic, which means it is not reaped for the sake of the Omer. Amar Rav, Asya de Rav Shimon, Vishitas of Akiva, Rabbi Shon Aviv. Rav says that Rav Shimon's teaching is like Akiva, his father's Rebbe. The Tanin and Taman, Klal Amar Akiva, Komalacha, Sheeshel Lassis, Me'er Shabbos, Eina Dichas Shabbos, Komalacha, Sheeshel Lassis, Me'er Shabbos, Dichas Shabbos. A quote from the Mishnah and Shabbos, the Kiva taught a general rule, any malacha for Bismillah, possible to do it from before Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. Any malacha that is not possible to do it before Shabbos is Deicha, does override Shabbos. Ratanin, Master Sha'avu Yosim and Mim Zug Vig from the Kiva Velot. We ask a question from a Mishnah. A case occurred in which more than 40 pairs of witnesses who saw the new moon passed on Shabbos and the Kiva detained them in Lod. He didn't expound B'may Adoy, and even on Shabbos. If so, also reaping the Omer should not be Deicha Shabbos. The answer is no, this is because there were 40 pairs. If there's only one pair, he would not have stopped them, because he does expound B'may Adoy. How do we consider what was reaped during the day? Is it kosher like what was reaped at night, or pasul like barley from the attic? In Tamer Kikseus Halayla, Ashkechas Amar, Chada, Palgay, Ben Rablaza, Ben Shimon, Ben Abonon, Rabon Amin, Kikseus Hayom, Kikseus Halayla, Rablaza, Ben Shimon, Aymer, En Kikseus Hayom, Kikseus Halayla. If you say that it's like what was reaped at night, we find that there's only one argument of Rablaza, Ben Shimon, and Abonon. Abonon say that what was reaped during the day is like what was reaped at night, and Rablaza, Ben Shimon says that what was reaped during the day is not like what was reaped at night. In Tamer Kabaman Aliyah, Ashkechas Amar, Talton, Gavan ben Rav Shimon, Rabbanon Amri, Kseus Hayom, Kseus Halayla, Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Kseus Hayom, Kseus Halayla. If you say that it's like barley from the attic, we find two arguments of Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. Rabbanon say that what was reaped during the day is like what was reaped at night, and Rav Shimon says that what was reaped during the day is not like what was reaped at night. Rabbanon Amri, Habon Aliyah, Kosher, Rav Shimon Omer, Habon Aliyah, Pasol. Rabbanon say that barley from the attic is kosher, and Rav Shimon says that from the attic is pasul. Shimon Lakish boy Ksius HaOmer Mal Sheyidches HaShabbos LeYom. Rav Lakish asked, is reaping the Omer, does it override Shabbos during the day if it was not done at night? He said, Rabbi Abaye, V'hataninan Mesosel Iksor B'Laila Niksa B'Yom Kosher V'Deiches HaShabbos. Rabbi asked, well, this is obvious because there's a Mishnah Menachos that teaches and the mitzvah is to reap at night. If it was reaped during the day, it's kosher, and it's Deicha Shabbos. Rav Lakish did not accept this proof. Perhaps the Mishnah means that if it was reaped during the day, offering it is Deicha Shabbos, or it's Deicha Shabbos, and it refers to reaping at night. Amar Rabbi Acha, Chazava, Bei Rav Shimon Lakish, Min Hador, Kevin de Shechashecha, Amalehen, Ba Hashemesh, Omer, Hin, Ba Hashemesh, Omer, Hin. Acha said, Rav Lakish retracted and accepted the proof due to the Mishnah in Menachos that says, once it became dark, the reaper says to them, to the sunset? And they answer yes. He says again to the sunset, and they answer yes. Malin Kaimen in the Laila Kvahu Omer. What's the case? If it's Dricha Shabbos, if the phrase is Dricha Shabbos in the Mishnah refers to weeping at night, this is already taught in the early Mishnah there. He asks, is it Shabbos? And they answer yes. And if, meaning, the answer is that since it is Dricha Shabbos, you need not teach about night, use it to teach about the day. Something that it's Deich Shabbos on its day, when it has a fixed time, or it's Machshirim Deich Shabbos the previous night. The answer that there's a Mishnah in Mesechet Tomei that they left the people who make Chavitim, which is the Kohen Gadol's daily mincha, to make Chavitim while it was still night. Pate b'chol. The Gemara answers no, that perhaps this is on a weekday, but on Shabbos they make them after dawn. Na v'chia shesed bar ada, zo say the Talmud avir based on Elikenu ben b'chol ben v'Shabbos. We bring a second answer from advice. This is v'chia bar ada, that this is the order of the Talmud in avir based on Mikdash, both during the week and on Shabbos. And this price refers to Maseches Tomid. Hatanina, Nekatsu, Venasnu, Mekupois, Beviu, Beazor, Vahyu, Mahapavim, Oisoi, Beor, today they came by Mitzvah Kali. And we bring a third answer from a Mishnah that says that they reap the Omer and put it in baskets and brought it to the Azor and parted it over a fire at night to fulfill the Mitzvah of Kali, which is dried. Rabbi Yosef rejects that and says, no, once he started the mitzvah, we tend to finish it. The Torah taught that weeping the Omer is Derech HaShabbos, so we finish other preparations for offering it. We can't learn that elsewhere Machshirin are Derech HaShabbos. Hesiv Rabbi Yudin Kaputzke, Kaimi Rabbi Yosi, again, Ad Smachash Barmin Aliyah. Rabbi Yudin Kaputzke asked, think about it, if there's no new barley and the Omer comes from the attic, why may he parch it on Shabbos night? You can say that since you can't say that since he starts on Shabbos, he finishes. Since he did not start the mitzvah on Shabbos, we don't tell him to finish the parch during the day. Mishnah teaches that from the distance one walks in a night and a day, witnesses who saw the new moon and Machal Shabbos and go to testify about the month. The mitzvah to testify is only during the day and then Machal Shabbos even at night. Rabbi Yossi answered, since the day needs the night needs the day, in the case that he can come to testify only if he travels at night, at day and night, it is as if it's entirely during the day, also the night is the time of the mitzvah. And the Rishon answers that when they are Makadish during the day, is it not retroactively Kodesh? Because the night was Kodesh. Since it's retroactively Kodesh, there's no difference between day and night. Habnalach, Perek, HaKoyre, Lemafriyah.